Your Mountain of Rock and the Coaches Shows continue. I'm your tour guide on this morning adventure, Gary Lee, and we're heading down to Willow Springs, or up to Willow Springs, I should say, talk with head coach Jake Brookshire. Hey, Jake, how we doing, man?
Hey, good morning, Gary. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, it's time. It's game day. But first, how'd the jamboree, what'd you see out of the jamboree you liked, and what did you see that you thought might need some tweaking?
Well, I thought we competed pretty well. Obviously, we still made a lot of mistakes and found a lot of things on film that we got to do better to win football games and, you know, continue to play with some teams like Mountain Grove and Thayer. But I thought our kids competed really well. And I think that's some things that we maybe not have done as well in the past. And I thought the kids played hard and was still missing a few assignments and things like that, but that's one thing that jamborees are good for.
Yeah, kind of tune things up, and you know, I don't, you hear this from coaches, but you know, talking about getting your mind right, telling players, man, you got to get your mind right, and that's just, you know, being able to stay in a moment, isn't it?
Oh yeah, and we talk about that, you know. Hey, are you ready to do your job? Are you thinking about what you're supposed to do? Or are you thinking about something else? And, you know, we want them to be, you know, thinking what their job is and what they're supposed to be doing. And, you know, if they make a mistake, forget about it. It's in the past. Go to the next play. And I thought we did a pretty good job of that. When we did make some mistakes, we kind of let it go and, you know, made a good play the next time. So, it was good. I thought if we can carry that same momentum over this week, could be good things for us.
Well, who stood out? Were there a few players that, you know, stood out and you went, maybe it was like we knew what we were getting, or hey, this young fella here, really, he stepped up?
Went kind of how we thought, you know, mm-hmm. what we were thinking, what we kind of seen all summer.
Yeah.
You know, we thought Braden Scarborough ran the ball really hard. Jeremiah Galloway, receiver, obviously had a pretty good night. Our line, we thought, played really well up front and did some good things. And we felt like sometimes, you know, the plays that we did bad were more us. Sometimes, like, uh-huh. We just completely did the wrong thing, and those are all fixable things. So, but we thought our line played really well defensively. Braden Riggs played really well. We thought on the defensive line, Dane Flynn played very well. He kind of got injured a little bit and didn't play against Mountain Grove, but against there, he kind of showed what we thought he could do. Elijah Roberts played really well for us out on the edge, and just had a really good night. So there, but we had quite a few kids that really played well. We were proud of them.
Well, tonight's opponent is Pierce City. Pierce City went 6-3 last year.
Well, we're playing.
Ash
Grove.
You're playing Ash Grove. Yeah, my bad. Grove. And
yep.
Ash Grove had a pretty good season, 6-3. They were knocked out of their district tournament by Pierce City. And that's kind of how their season came to a close. But, you know, I mean, it seems like Pierce City has always got a lot of speed.
Yeah. Yeah. They're Ash Grove, Pierce City, both of those schools are both predominantly very good and in that conference. And so, you know, I know Houston plays Pierce City this year, I think week one, and we got Ash Grove. But both of those schools are predominantly very good. Ash Grove's very well coached. I actually went to college with their head football coach, and we played together at Valley with each other. But does a really good job. He's been there for a while. So they're going to be well coached. They have some really good athletes, got some speed. So we'll have to play well.
Defensively, what do you think you'll see out of your former college mate and his Pierce City team?
We're expecting a forefront. They actually had been an odd front before, but in the jamboree they were a forefront. We think they may have transitioned to that. So we've kind of practiced a little bit with both, but we're kind of expecting them to be in a 4-4. Mm-hmm. And they have a couple really good linebackers, and I think they're just trying to get a little few more D linemen up front and let those guys run and make plays.
Yeah. Well, it's here, and of course, you know, it's you know, the mood changes, doesn't it? I mean, you know, you got summer weightlifting and 7-on-7 and, you know, team camp and jamboree, but it's a different feel and different mood this week leading up to tonight and week one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, the kids kind of chuckled yesterday, and it's like, man, like, coaches get a little more intense, and kids are starting to get a little intense, a little chippy at times, but, you know, they're still being good teammates to each other. But, you know, it's we're ready to hit somebody else, you know, and I think they're excited, we're excited, and just to get this thing going.
Right on. Well, everybody, again, head coach of the Willow Springs Bears, Jake Brookshire, coaching back at his alma mater. And, Coach, we appreciate you, and we'll visit with you next week.
All right. Thanks, Gary.